What did Kris Jenner do that sent Khloe Kardashian to therapy?
And is Benson Boone tired of showing off his beautiful things? And later, I'm dishing with the latest eliminated contestant from The Masked Singer, Flavor Flav.
When I come to Atlanta, I gotta be on the dish.
We got a lot to dish about, so let's get this started. All right, we all remember Kim Kardashian's 72-day marriage to Chris Humphries, but she just spilled some new tea about their union, y'all. Now, on the latest episode of The Kardashians, Kim was chatting with Khloe and celebrity jeweler Lorraine Schwartz, and check out what she revealed.
Lorraine, my Chris Humphries ring was an emerald cut, right? How many carats? 18?
About 18 with the sides.
Did you keep it?
I didn't keep that. I was pregnant with North, still married to him. And in order to divorce him, he said I had to give him the ring in my divorce.
Jesus.
That she bought,
that I bought.
Okay, now if you were him, would you have asked for the ring back? Because, you know, he kind of low-key got used for attention, so you should get something out of the deal.
That's right, and I read that ring was like worth $2 million. He sold it for like $749. But this is nothing to what I like about the Kardashians. She let us know that she's buying men.
Buying men?
That's right, honey. She bought that ring. And making people think that, honey, he bought it or whatever. She bought that ring herself, so that goes to show you, honey, she's paying for what she weigh.
That was so that wedding, that marriage was what, 72 days?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so, like, on day one, she does want to be in a relationship with Chris Humphries, but then by day 72, she's already pregnant with Kanye's kid?
Yeah, would y'all like that if y'all woman wanted to pay for the ring? I mean, I know, Tanner, you wouldn't because you're such a Southern man.
You know what? It's just like one of those things. I feel like that's part of being a man is like paying for your girl's ring.
Yeah, but what about your hair, Corey?
I wouldn't care. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like all that stuff is stupid. It's superficial. Big shout out to the De Beers company that started this nonsense years ago. Say, oh, yeah, yeah, like, you know, like 70% of your salary should go towards the ring. Of course they would say that.
They made it up.
Yeah, and we're rocking with it all these years later.
Yeah.
Whoever, like, can provide the ring, provide the ring. The ring don't solidify the relationship.
Oh,
the
yes,
relationship
does.
Yeah.
Oh, no, honey, the ring solidifies it, honey. I need a nice piece of stone on my finger.
I can show you a bunch of rocks behind this building.
Well, anyway, y'all, we got even more Kardashian news. So, Mama, Kris Jenner, honey, was on Khloe in Wonderland, honey, and Khloe shared how she heard her her mama having sex, y'all, while she was hiding under the bed. I wonder who was which. Check it out.
Like all these little old wives' tales and everything.
Under the bed one time, you and your ex-husband were trying, and that was...
I'm
still
sorry
go to therapy
that.
Over that.
You decided to stay there because it sounded exciting, and you got an earful. And
gross.
You being tortured for the rest of your life is exactly what you deserve.
Great. Well,
those sounds will never leave your.
No, they won't.
How tall was that bed?
No, it was a California king.
Yeah.
Okay. Not big, the bed. Like, how tall the bed was off the floor.
Cause like this. Well, she was a kid, obviously.
I still imagine she was a larger kid, right?
Oh.
Yeah, no?
Both thing. Oh my
but God. I love the narrative that like the current state that we're in mops us in the corner of.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
So Khloe was stuck under the bed as Kris Jenner had sex with Caitlyn.
Mm. Yeah. And who was screaming?
Probably Caitlyn.
Oh. all right, moving along. 22-year-old singer Benson Boone has just shot to stardom in the last year. He's also doing flips and wearing eye-catching outfits. And a new cover for Rolling Stone, Benson shared why he started showing skin during his concerts. He said, I definitely remember there was a time where I would take my shirt off because I didn't know what else to do. But he doesn't want fans coming strictly for the gun show. He said, I can't be the sex icon of the century just because that's not who I am. Sir, if they're giving you a crown, take it.
Yeah.
You gotta
go with it while the stove hot, yo.
Right? Let me tell you. Yeah, strike now, sir.
Because it's only a matter of time before that metabolism slows down and, like, all that chiseled physique don't come as easy as it used to.
Man, yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
What do you think, Gary?
I don't think he all that fine. He's just regular. So he just give me a regular body.
There you go.
I think when you put everything together, Gary, like I think what also enamors people is the performance aspect of it.
Oh.
He a hell of a musician. And like it was the award shows that made me kind of a fan of the brand because I wasn't up on him before that. And I was like, yo, this dude's dope.
He reminded me of what's his name? Ziggy somebody.
Ziggy Stardust.
David Bowie? Yes.
Yeah.
That's a good compliment.
Yeah. I like Ziggy Stardust.
I'm shocked you remember Ziggy Stardust.
Oh, well, let me tell you something, Tanner. Don't let the smooth taste fool you, honey. I know a lot.
Well, did you know this, Gary? Former bachelorette Gabby Wendy has taken up residence in the Lady Pond. Now, she recently married her wife, Robbie. And, well, Gabby stopped by Watch What Happens Live with her Traitors co-star, Dylan Efron, and she shared what her tagline would be if she ever joined The Real Housewives. Take a look.
What would your tagline be as a housewife?
Like, I'm quick to cut people off, but I love to scissor.
Oh!
Dylan just helped me with that.
Like, that was strong enough to where, like, I felt like she should have been an awarded, whatever, you know, whatever thing you get for different housewives. I know it's the peach in Atlanta.
Yeah,
but like,
peach here, yeah.
That was solid.
That was a good one. That was
I had to deduct
one.
The point because she had help.
I don't know, but I know I'm sick of it.
What?
I'm sick of it. Women could sit here and talk about this all day. Let a man talk about, honey, he want to have a sword fight with his friend, and he likes that, and what happened to him.
What would be your tag? Do you know what your tagline? Surely you know what your tagline would be.
I don't know, honey. Oh, I'm not Oscar, but I'm Meyer.
Okay.
All right.
But what would you be holding when you say it, though? Like, like, what would you be holding when you say it?
Probably
like
a Vienna sausage.
Okay. All right. Well, there we go. All right, y'all, it's time for
Didn't See Dish Coming.
Okay, high school senior Alayla Everett is being charged with assault and battery after a relay race gone wrong. Kaylin Tucker, who's a junior at an opposing school, was running past Alayla when Alayla's baton allegedly hit Kaylin on the head, giving her a concussion. There's the video right there. But Alayla claims that it was just an accident. She says that because they were running close together, her hand was stuck behind Kaylin's back, and when Kaylin pulled forward a little bit, that's when the mishap took place. Alayla says that she tried to DM her opponent to apologize, but that she had been blocked.
Did she see the video before she came out with a statement? That's
video,
clearly not.
The video is about, like, the movie Psycho. Yeah. Like, it's hard to look at that and think it wasn't intentional.
It was definite. She popped that girl in the head, baby, because she was racing by, honey.
Yeah.
They fixed her up, honey. Cameras are everywhere.
Yeah. She would have been better off saying, I hit her to make her go faster.
Yeah.
But a lot of people said those, what you call those things?
A baton?
They said they lied.
They are light because you got to run with it. You don't want that heavy weight to slow you down. But, I mean, even if I hit you with a paper towel roll and you weren't expecting it, you know what I mean? Like, it's jarring.
They're light, but it is a metal pipe.
Oh, it's metal.
It's going to make that boom sound when you get hit with it.
Oh, she'll get a good concussion.
Yeah, probably.
She'll remember that, honey.
Well, it's like another thing she could have said that was better than what she said, because we didn't even see her thing get stuck in the shirt.
I mean, it's like, I don't know, the idea that, like, I'm so close to this person that my hand got stuck in their back, and then when they pulled forward, I had to do like this. That's just a lot.
I was trying to get your attention because you was going so fast. It was dangerous.
Or I think it's like, oh, there's a spider on the back of your head. Let me, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know what you do there.
Well, up next, honey, did SZA just diss Drake? Find out after the break.
Bim, bim, bim.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all know 50 Cent and Vivica A. Fox have been trading jabs since they dated briefly back in 2003. They look like a great couple there.
Yeah.
A recent video of Vivica has the internet thinking that she might have got a BBL and that 50 might be interested in her again. So, of course, you know, 50 had to get, he had to comment on it. He said, well, HK, do you want to do it? You do such a good 50.
Who said I'm spinning the block, man? Damn, I ain't gonna lie. That booty was good, though, I think.
Is he trying to play it cool? Do we think that there's a chance that they'll get together again?
No, not how they always going back and forth, honey, arguing. Yeah. They will never get back together again.
But there it is.
But Miss Vivica looked like she did gain a little weight.
You think that's...
You think it's just like, you know, just say, you know, like, you know, the foundation settling on the house? Or do you think she got like a BBL?
Yeah.
Okay, because that's the body I remember.
Yes, yeah. Yeah, I mean, I say, listen, however it happened, I support it. Like, Vivica's great. Yeah. She's always been super nice.
Yeah. She's probably eating a lot of more cornbread now, since cornbread is cheaper now, and the eggs kind of gone up. She's probably doing that. I don't know. Okay.
You don't think she's just hitting the squats? Hitting the lunges?
Squats ain't gonna get it like that, honey. I done squatted for years.
Oh.
And not just in the gym.
Hey, all right. Okay.
All right, Kendrick Lamar and SZA, y'all, are kicking off their tour next week. And SZA stopped by Jimmy Kimmel Live to hype it up. But Jimmy had to, honey, ask about Kendrick's Canadian enemy. Check this out.
It's an international tour because you're going to Toronto for 2 nights.
Yes, we are.
Are you worried about that at all?
Are you worried?
I'm not worried about it.
I wouldn't be either.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be so fun.
Yeah, but
are you going to come?
What if you know who shows up to the show in Toronto?
Who knows who?
It would be wild if Drake pulled up to any of those tour dates.
I would honestly respect him more if he did. Like, if there was just camera footage or whatever it is, photos, I don't care what it is, and Drake is, like, front row seats to the Kendricks, to that show, how crazy would that be?
He needs to let it rest. And, you know, he's embarrassed enough. Mm-hmm. So just let it fade to black and just let it never happen.
I mean, Drake ain't do nothing. Like, he went on tour. He dropped the whole album with Party Next Door. He's trying to get people's minds off of things, but it's the media at large that keeps the fire pit going, you know?
Gary, have you ever had, like, a long-standing feud with anyone? And how did you fix it?
No. I haven't.
No, never?
Mm-mm. I'm going through something right now, girl. We just don't talk.
Really?
And if I see you, we'll say, you know, I'll say, hey! And did you keep it going?
Okay. Keep it diplomatic.
Yeah, anybody got time for all that, child, honey? I do the white woman, hi, girl! And just go away.
Well, up next, I'm chopping it up with the one and only Flavor Flav about his time on The Masked Singer. You don't want to miss it, so come right back.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back. Now, this week's Masked Singer reveal was one for the books. We learned that the Space Ranger was none other than hip-hop royalty, icon, and pretty much everybody's favorite person and my spirit animal, Flavor Flav!
In the building! What's going on, family? How you doing, man?
I'm chilling, G, man. You never really know who's under that mask. I would have had no idea the Space Ranger was you. How much of a part did you have in picking your costume?
When I first seen that costume, I'm like, what the, how am I going to do this? You know what I'm saying? But you know what? I said, well, Flav, you are the world's greatest hype, man. You're the first one ever. You know what I'm saying? And there's nothing in this world that I can't do.
And also, too, you know, you reached out and you sang Taylor Swift's Bad Blood. You know, your appreciation for the Taylor Swift energy has been very well documented. You know what I mean? Like, you're one of those guys, man. The Swifties, they're a rabid bunch. It's almost like the White Beehive. Did you get any feedback from the Swifties in the timeline, you know, for, you know, when you did Bad Blood?
Well, first of all, I just want to say, you know, a big thanks goes out to Taylor Swift and her team. You know what I'm saying? Because I was told by the people, they said, Flav, we have never, ever been able to clear a Taylor Swift song for our show.
Wow.
And I just thank them for clearing that song for me. And not only that, but also that gave me the opportunity to be the first person on The Masked Singer to ever perform a Taylor Swift song. So while I was there, all of these young kids were coming up to me, giving me these friendship bracelets. And I'm like, hey, this is brand new to me. I had, by the time I left that concert, I had friendship bracelets all up my left arm, friendship bracelets up all my right arm. So I started listening to all of her stuff, man. And that's why I started supporting her.
But let's not discount and discredit the I don't know what we call the Flavor Flav fandom, but yo, you were accepted like as a form of currency around the world. You know what I mean? Living large at the Olympics. You know what I mean? Everywhere you go, man, it always raises the vibrations of the people in the rooms and when you enter. And even Nick Cannon said you were one of his favorite people of all time. So how does it feel just knowing that you mean so much to so many people, myself included?
Yo, man, let me tell you something, man. I feel so honored, number one, because, you know, it's people like Nick Cannon, you, my fan base, that made me who I am to society. And it was a honor hearing that coming out of Nick Cannon's mouth when he said, come on, y'all don't know who this is? I know who this is. This is one of my favorite people on the planet. When Nick Cannon said that, yo, man, I was honored, man. And the reason why is because I always been a Nick Cannon fan, too. You know what I'm saying? You know, I love Wildin' Out. You know what I'm saying? And Nick Cannon is always Wildin' Out, even though I was Wildin' Out first. It's 1986. You feel me?
Beyond Mass Singer, like, what's the next thing we can expect from Flav?
All right, check this out real quick, right? I got a new reality TV show coming out called Old School with Flavor Flav. That's me going back to high school to get my diploma. I don't have a diploma, so I'm putting it on TV. I'm working on a new project, and it's an R&B project.
Okay.
And I'm going to reinvent myself through this R&B stuff. And then also, Public Enemy, me and my partner Chuck D, we're going out on the road with Guns N' Roses.
Oh, yeah. Man, listen, man. Yeah. Leave no crumbs on the table, Flav. Yo, yeah. I love you, brother. Thank you so much for dishing with us. It's been so much fun having you pull up. And everybody, be sure you make sure you watch The Masked Singer every Wednesday on Fox. And don't miss it. And stay tuned for more Dish Nation after the break.
Hey, yo, and when I come to Atlanta, I got to be on the dish.
It's up, bro.
Make sure you dish me, not ditch me.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Welcome back.
Hey.
All right, y'all. Well, Scarlett Johansson is getting praised by some for not wanting to take selfies with fans. When it comes to taking selfies, Scarlett had this to say. I always say to people, I'm not working, and that means I don't want to be identified as being in this time and place with you. I'm doing my own thing. Well, fans specifically love the part where she said, I don't want to be identified as being in this time and place with you. And they're reposting the quote all over X and respecting the fact that sometimes she just doesn't want to be associated with a complete stranger.
Oh,
are you here for it?
Yes, I love that, but honey, she couldn't be black. No. Oh my God, you let a black person, oh, this bitch thinks she all that. You get eaten up.
Also, I'm not sure that I could say, like, I don't want to be identified as being in this time and place with you to my like most hated villain. And she's saying it to her fans.
Yes. But it's cute though. I like that. If I could remember that line, honey, I would probably say that, but I couldn't even remember it.
Yeah. I mean, you can just go with a simple, I ain't even supposed to be here.
Right.
And then you just keep it pushing.
The only problem I have is, girl, take one picture.
Right.
One. Mm-hmm. All that. Oh, I don't like it. My hair. Look, bitch. I mean, look, girl. I'm sorry, honey. We can't take no more. Yeah, that's what I don't like.
Now, that. I've been in so many, like, photos with Gary and him today.
No, bitch. Yes. Because, well, I'm taking a picture, damn it. If we standing up here, honey, girl, you need to click now. They'd be like, well, let me do it. And I'm like, today.
Well, we're going to wrap this one up today. We've enjoyed being in this time and place with you. And we hope you join us next time, same place. Bye. Bye.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.